Premier paintless dent repair facility with two locations, Baldwin and St. Charles. Hey, Gray, what exactly is paintless dent repair?
Great question, Cam. Paintless dent repair is the process of removing dings and dents without having to repaint your vehicle. It enables you to keep your original finish and also your factory warranty.
St. Louis, for all your dings and dents, contact my good friends at Dents Express, 636-227-5050, DentsExpressSTL.com.
The Post continued to give you the best way to post up in the St. Louis area with their Progressive Happy Hour. Every Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., it starts with $1.50 domestic drafts and wells, and it goes up 50 cents each hour. So at 5 p.m., you're still paying just $3. Plus, there's $6.99 daily deals. If you're staying in, then have the Post Sports Bar and Grill come to you. Post up at home by ordering carryout or delivery through any of the following delivery services: DoorDash, Uber Eats, and Postmates. Stay safe and stay posted.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
In sports, good offense starts with good defense. The professionals at Lakeside Roofing believe in this same motto for your roof. Our full-time service department provides the defense to ensure you get the most out of your roof system. A regular schedule of roof assessment and maintenance is the defensive strategy to extend the life of your roof. Call the winning team at Lakeside Roofing today at 618-344-2800 or 314-241-5253 or visit us on the web at lakesideroofing.com. Choose experience. Choose Lakeside.
Tim McKernan here for Design Air Heating and Cooling. During winter months, furnace heat can cause your home to be drier than the Sahara Desert. Low humidity can cause painful dry skin, itchy eyes, and sore throats. And dry air can warp and crack the woodwork and hardwood floors in your home and give you those annoying static shocks. I had Design Air install a humidifier in my home this winter and already noticed an improvement. Contact Design Air, the official HVAC provider of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, to find out more about adding a humidifier to your home.
Setley Jewelers offers diamonds, jewelry, and lab-grown diamonds. To learn more about lab-grown diamonds, they have an educational exposé in the store.
When people come in, we can really sit down and show you those differences between a mined diamond and a lab-grown diamond. Lab-grown diamonds are created above the earth instead of mined, but they're chemically and structurally identical as a diamond that has been mined from the ground.
Setley Jewelers in town and country. Online at setley.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sun.
Jaime just said something to me off the air that doesn't even make sense. Okay, let's have some fun. Haven't you heard about the coronavirus?
And that happy tune is your step.
Okay, let's have some fun.
The what?
I'm young. I've still got that I'm going to live forever mentality, you know?
Daniel, read about it. It's called the coronavirus. It's all over the news. You'll hear about it. In fact, it's the only thing in the news.
I know.
But I'm not afraid.
A good thing, except
this rover.
I bet your stories will make me laugh so hard I shoot milk out of my nose.
Crossed over.
Yep.
I've done that since I was a kid.
I'll be rich.
Oh, I don't think I've ever done that.
Well, it was usually in the cafeteria.
Gold dust.
Some other kid made
feet.
You laugh, and you just got your milk out of that milk dispenser.
Side of the street.
And they tell you a joke, and you blow it out your nose.
Ugh.
Good afternoon, everybody. Another day in paradise. And welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon, where very little will change. The coronavirus will not change the content of this show, except for the fact that we will mention it, and as is the case with anything, I was going to say anything like this, we've never seen anything like this, but it does inspire some people to be very creative and very funny. And before we get to the Burke segment, before we take your calls, I'll give you an example. Somebody sent me, and I thought this was hilarious. They sent me a photograph, and the photo says all you need to know. And essentially what it is this. If you get pulled over by the police, here's what you need to have in your car. Have a paper mask in your car and an already a pre-written sign on one piece of paper. And when the police officer walks up to your car with your window up, you look toward him with your mask on and hold up the paper that says, "I have the coronavirus." and he probably will not ask you to roll your window down. He'll just go, "Okay, slow down."
All right, thanks.
I thought that was hilarious. Paper mask and a sign, "I have the coronavirus." So there'll be more humor to come out of this, but a lot more stuff that's not so funny. So here's what was a suggestion of a listener in an email that I read this morning. I think it's a good one. Then we're going to get to the Burke segment, and we'll take your calls. And one of the things I would like to do is I'd like to hear from anybody who's listening who has had some event that was a big event just completely derailed because of this. And I'm talking about a wedding. I mean, think about it. Think about some of the things.
You know whose wedding was upended by it?
Who?
The creepiest guy that's been in the news maybe in the last 5 years.
Wiener?
Yeah, no, actually, he gets Anthony Wiener. He's the creepiest. Yeah.
That's the first guy I thought of.
No, but yeah, you're close. I think you're in the same career and the same state, but I think I
definitely wasn't Epstein.
I believe it was Spitzer.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Elliot Spitzer.
Yeah.
Remember him? Well, too bad his wedding got postponed.
Darn it! There was a girl on the news. They were talking to her, and she said she was supposed to get married on the perfect date, April 25th. Which, if you've watched Miss Congeniality, that's a question.
Sandra Bullock?
Yeah. It's a good movie. And one of the contestants, they said, "Name your perfect date." And then she said, "I would have to say April 25th. It's not too hot and it's not too cold. All you need is a light jacket." Mm-hmm. So that's the big thing. So April 25th, and when she said that, April 25th, because it's the perfect date, they had to move their wedding now to August 1st. So
no, well, that day sucks.
Frank, you were right, though. Anthony Weiner is the weirdest guy in the media. And Spitzer was just married and got caught with a hooker. Weiner's the one that went to jail and was sending pictures of himself, young girls and stuff. So you were right on that is the weirdest guy in the news. But I was mistaken.
Oh, my goodness.
And never before has there been a more perfect name for a creepy character like Weiner. Than Weiner. I mean, the guy sent a picture of himself, which is the same as his name. That was too funny to be true.
I'm sending you my last name.
So the listener sent me this email. He said, and I don't even know if he realized Dan Buff is coming in today, but it works out perfectly. He said, "What about you guys just kind of kick around your all-time favorite movies? Because, folks, there are going to be a lot of people binge-watching, looking for stuff to watch." And I thought, that's a great idea. So, you know, between now and when Buffett gets in here, if you think, just jot it down on a piece of paper, if you think of a movie that in your life stands out as like one of the greatest movies you've ever seen, we'll share these with each other. And then the quarantined people, or people who maybe aren't self-quarantined, they're not going to work in home.
It's funny you say
that. It's a great idea.
It's a great idea. It's funny you say that because right before we went on the air, I asked Limey, I mean, literally, the last thing I said before I started doing the newscast was I asked Limey if he'd ever seen the movie Stripes.
And he had.
He said it'd been a long time. But the reason I asked him that is because there's a line in that movie when all the soldiers are introducing themselves to one another, and Bill Murray's in there, you know, and Harold Ramis and the whole bit. And Francis was in there. And the line that stood out to me because of what's going on is he goes, "I'm like, anybody touch me, any homos touch me, and I'll kill you." And the sergeant goes, "Lighten up, Francis."
Yeah,
and
Francis.
But that's what, you know, that's basically what's going on. You can't touch anybody.
Yeah, here's the deal with Stripe. It's a great movie until it becomes too long.
Yeah.
It's just too long. They didn't know when to wrap that movie up.
They should have wrapped it up at graduation.
Yeah. And I was thinking, it's a great movie. And then I thought, when's this thing going to be over?
Yeah.
It's probably 40 minutes too long. So this is what we call the Burke segment. By the way, you folks are welcome to... Look, maybe your story is, and we'll keep them brief, that you've already been laid off, or you've been told not to come back till whatever, or that you were just, if you have something that maybe we haven't been made aware of, especially those stories, those, wow, I didn't know that kind of stories, we'll be happy to listen. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Does anybody have anything to say?
Well, in the last 2 minutes, the St. Louis regional leaders have just announced that they are closing all restaurants and bars in the area.
Yeah, it was they closed the restaurant that I used to work at.
Well, the casino,
midnight tonight, the casinos.
Right, casinos tonight, and they are issuing a mandate for St. Louis County, St. Charles County, mm-hmm. and all surrounding counties to go orders only.
So far, nothing has drastically affected my life. But this casino closing, come on. Have a heart. I'm telling you, there are people, and sadly, I'm in the casino enough to know this, there are people who are in the casino every night.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not kidding. Yeah. Every night. And those people are, it's going to be like withdrawing from heroin or something. I mean, they're not going to know what to do. Now, I can certainly live without going to the casino. I enjoy it, and I hate to see that happen, but you do what you got to do. And AMC and Regal Cinemas have said they're shutting down for probably the next 3 months.
I know.
And the tanning salons? My mom told me tan fat looks better than white fat. They shut down my tanning salon.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Awful.
All right, that's
poor
it.
Poor guy.
Awful. You shouldn't. You only go so far. Now that is interesting to me, because a tanning salon, you're not with a crowd of people. You're in a room, aren't you? By yourself.
Yeah. And if ever there's a clean place, they wipe them down every time after you get done using. Where else do you go where you just were gets wiped down every time you were just there?
The gym.
Yeah. No.
No,
Jim.
That's the worst
I'm thinking of ideas, but they wipe it down.
Ride an exercise bike. You might wipe it down yourself, or you might not. You're supposed to.
Yeah.
A great clips. They wipe that down as well.
Mm.
Get all those habits.
The tanning salon does surprise me. That's not a... I don't know. I just don't think of that as a place where, ooh, I don't want to go to the tanning salon. I'm not... No, I agree.
What about hair places? Like going to get your hair cut and stuff. I wonder.
Well, unless the barber or the stylist or somebody is coughing on you, I don't know why that would be a problem.
Yeah, I don't either.
I certainly don't think going to the dentist should in any way be a concern. Ballas sent out this long list of things that made perfect sense to me as to why it's kind of already as clean a place as you can go. And there are several businesses where, they may close, and I will just go, why? Why? Because if it's all about 10 people or more or 6 feet apart, it doesn't apply to those businesses. But, hey, man, it's like we're in a movie. We're all in a movie mm-hmm. that we didn't audition for, and we all got parts and don't want to be in it. We're not getting paid. And it's one of those walk outside and where'd everybody go? It's the end of the world kind of thing. You know, somebody said to my wife this morning on the phone, because she had the speaker on, and I heard one of her girlfriends say, I went to the store, and it was like a snow day. The streets were empty, and it was almost like, where is everybody?
It was like I went to the grocery store last night. It was like we were going to get the biggest snow, and it was the day before Thanksgiving.
Exactly.
It was insane.
And of course, the same when you go to the store, it's like the snow, you know, end of the world snow forecast, get all your bread, your milk, that kind of thing. I don't think we have ever gone to get milk until yesterday, and all we could get was that little cardboard, not even a quart.
Half a gallon. Oh, a quart.
One quart. Oh. That's all my wife could find, was a quart of whole milk. No 2%, no, and that's fine. I like whole milk, but I don't ever remember, even on the worst snow day, not being able to get milk. I say to the people hoarding milk, it doesn't last forever. Yeah. What are you doing? Why are you buying so much milk?
And get milk because the grocery store was completely out.
Frank, did you ever see the movie The Day After? It had John Lithgow in it and Jason Robards. It came out in the 1983. It actually is set in Kansas and Missouri, and nuclear bombs get dropped on the country. And John Lithgow is actually a radio talk show host, or he's an FM DJ, or some he's in radio, and it's like nuclear bombs are hit the country, and he's like on the microphone going, "Is anybody out there? Anybody at all? Is there anybody alive?
Oh,
is there
I
anybody
remember alive?
Call
movie.
The station. Call the station if you're alive." You know, and it's freaky.
I remember that movie.
Well, I think we, right now, this moment, are proof to anybody wondering who's young, what career to get into. Radio.
Yeah.
Still on the air. The most solid, secure business that you can be in.
We'll always be here for you.
The restaurants may be closed. The casinos may be closing at midnight. But guess who will be on the air tomorrow? We will.
You know, so all those casino people are registering for online gambling sites right now. You know they're all frantic, if not already registered.
Mm. Oh, the gamblers?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you bet they
you
are.
You can't take gambling away from gamblers.
Hey, there's a business that's going to benefit that online gambling. Are you kidding? You're right. They're going to benefit from this.
Not the price gouge, but do you think somebody at Netflix is saying, "Hey, you think we should jack our rate up about $3 a month right now?"
No. But you know what? I was going to bring this up in Buffa's segment. You know what I would do if I were Netflix? I'd give everybody Netflix for the next 90 days, and I'll tell you why. One, goodwill, good PR. Two, they'll get addicted, and after 90 days, you got yourself a bunch of new customers. That's what I'd do. If I were Amazon Prime, Hulu, Netflix, all the HBO, Showtime, I'd say, you know what? Blanket deal across the country. 90 days. Here we go. Knock yourself out. Watch everything you can. We'll catch up with you in 90 days and see if you still want to stay with us. That's what I'd do. And I think it'd pay off. I think it'd pay off from a public relations standpoint and from a business standpoint. I think they get all kinds of new customers. Because it is true, if you've ever done a trial, like Netflix, I didn't even do the trial, but if I had, yeah, I'd have stuck with it. My goodness, I can watch three things on Netflix, and to me, it's paid for itself for the month.
Yeah.
Because if you think of the price you pay just to rent a movie, or go to a movie at a movie theater, my goodness, a couple of those, and you're good for a whole month's worth of stuff on Netflix. So, Tim had started. Did you have anything else for the Burke segment?
Just, Trump cracks me up, and, you know, we don't talk politics on the show, and I don't intend to, but this man, just when you think that his filter has been expanded to the fullest capacity of a non-filter, He started calling the coronavirus the Chinese virus today on his Twitter page.
Wait, can I just say, I think we've missed a huge opportunity here. Like, this thing, it came from China. Why didn't we call it, like, the Kung Flu or something like that?
Kung Flu.
See, that's clever. That's clever. I mean,
Kung Flu. Give yourself
that's
a ring shot.
Gotcha.
Kung Flu.
Thank you.
That was real good.
Yeah.
In fact, somebody smart ought to be working on a TV series, shooting it right now, just like the old Kung Fu series. It's a guy who walks around with a stick and a knapsack, barefoot, and he knows self-defense, but that's not what he uses. He just sneezes on people. He goes from town to town and coughs on people and wipes out entire towns.
I'm here Kung to flu. Infect you.
I do not want to fight you. Yeah. I just want to sneeze on you and kill you. That's a great idea, Limey.
Kids would love that. Kung Fu Panda.
Burke segment continues.
We do have a couple of calls.
I understand we do, but I just wondered if anybody... I'll tell you what, if you have something for the Burke segment, hang on to it, Limey. Hang on to it, Dan.
Okay.
We'll check in. Now, I don't believe I've ever heard of this guy. I've never seen his name on the screen before. Must be a new listener. His name is Marv. Marv, welcome to the show. How are you?
Well, I'm still not dead yet, so we...
That's a good way to put it.
Great.
Well, this is St. Patrick's Day.
Hey, Willie Nelson has a song, and the name of the song is "I Woke Up Still Not Dead Again Today." That's the song. It's a great song.
Well, we're both hanging in. But this marks another year since I tuned you in for the first time in 1986 on St. Patrick's Day.
Wow. That's a long time.
That makes 34 years that I've been...
Well, that's
anyway.
Ridiculous because I'm not even old enough for that to be true.
Try to get me on that one.
Yeah. I don't know. You guys are stepping on each other. What was that last part?
I said that can't be because I'm not even old enough for your story to be true that you've listened that long. I'd have had to go on the air at the age of 12.
Well, you came along at just the right time because it was only a year or so... that I found you, that after Jack Carney died, which I think was in late 84, And for about a year or so, or maybe a little longer, it was really, really hard to listen to something quality on the radio. And then I lucked into picking you up through a customer of mine, and it's been 34 good years.
See, what you should have said was, it was really hard to find anything of quality, and when I realized I couldn't, I just settled for you. That's what you should have said. And I'll give you an interesting little radio tidbit, Marv. You mentioned Jack Carney.
Right.
And I'm not saying this, no matter how I do this, it's going to sound, I don't know, like I'm bragging. I was supposed to replace Jack Carney. Do you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Bob Hyland.
But you did.
Well, not really. Nobody could. But
hearts of the listeners, you did, because you were actually filled in, and you filled the void that was created by him. Now, whether you're on the old folk station or on a 550 banner, whatever, it all worked out the same way.
Well, thank you. That's very nice. I will never consider myself to be in the category of Jack Carney, but here's the interesting story. Robert Hyland, who ran that station, who called me, and he and I met every day during 1 week, Monday through Friday. We had a meeting on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And on Friday, or it was either Thursday or Friday, and it might have been Thursday, he sent me over to Jack's house. And Jack and I spent the afternoon together. And Jack was aware of the fact that Hyland's idea was I would go over and I would be Jack's sort of sidekick. And then the audience would become used to me, I guess. And then when Jack retired, I would just sort of slide on in there. And I turned it down. And as luck would have it, luck's maybe not the right word, I mean, weeks after that, not many weeks, Jack died. And if I had taken that job, I would have died, not literally, but my career would have died. Because if you remember, anybody who tried to step into that slot died 1,000 deaths. Mike Murphy from Kansas City, who was a big radio deal, boom, died. Nobody wanted to. Nobody could replace Jack Carney. Arnie Warren died, had to go back to Florida. Name it. Go down the line. The only thing they could do for a while was slide people in temporarily like Jack Buck, people that the city already knew and loved. Yeah, that would have been the end for me because I wouldn't have been on board long enough for the audience to have accepted me. So it actually worked out not so well for Jack, but it worked out okay for me. But
yeah, well, they wouldn't. Obviously, you wouldn't be able to work the same deal with Bob Hyland as you've had over the years. You know what I'm talking about as far as being an employee as opposed to an entrepreneur.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about. You worked Hyland's way or you didn't work at all. Here's one of the things that Jack Carney told me. He said, if you come to work here, you need to know this. You don't breathe, you don't move, you don't do anything without the okay of Mr. Hyland, and you will not take vacation unless he pre-approves it well in advance, and you need to be able to live with that and deal with it, because he is the last word in everything. Nothing happens without his okay, so your freedom is gone. And he just said, I'm just telling you, that's the way it is.
Yeah.
And I appreciated that he told me that.
Yeah. You remember Mort Crowley?
Not only do I remember Mort Crowley, I loved Mort Crowley. I thought Mort Crowley was one of the funniest people that I ever heard. And for people,
he really was. He was kind of droll. He was a little subtle in his humor, did great impressions. But after he got canned, and I don't remember exactly why, but I remember talking to him on the phone, and I said, well, Mort, I said, looks like you got the Hyland fling. There was a little pause, and oh man, he just roared. He thought that was the funniest thing he ever heard. But
He's another classic case of victim of Robert Hyland. Robert Hyland would, and I know he still has relatives in St. Louis, and sorry, but this is just
they probably heard this.
He would hire people to get rid of them. There was a guy at KSD Radio when KSD was a major player in St. Louis. There were five radio stations, okay, and one was KSD. And there was a guy named Bill Calder, on KSD. And I remember it was either the Globe Democrat or the Post-Dispatch did a big two-page spread, an article on the great Bill Calder and how funny he was. And, man, that's not something Bob Hyland wanted to see. So you know what he did? He hired Bill Calder so he could make him miserable enough that he'd quit and leave town. Huh. And that's exactly how he got rid of people. Wow. Because most radio people don't put in their contracts, I will work these hours and only these hours. They don't do that. They want to know pay, benefits, vacation, blah, 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 blah. And they overlook the hours. So what Bob Hyland or anybody else can do is hire you, give you a big fat salary, and then say, by the way, we're moving you to 2 o'clock in the morning. And anybody with an ego who wants to be on the radio and wants to be heard doesn't want to be on at 2 in the morning. So they'd eventually just throw up their hands and quit and go, I'm out of here, and go to Miami or somewhere.
Yeah, I believe
and
it.
That's what happened with Calder and Crowley.
Yeah, I got a request, Frank.
Okay.
Okay, I don't know if you've already picked out your joke for today. And
I have.
So, but what I would like to request, though, in light of Trevor's little problem with the using the conjunction for cannot... Mm-hmm. I would request that you tell the Miss Percy joke. I don't think I've heard you tell it on this station.
I've told it not on this station.
No,
and I know exactly the joke you're talking about. No, I know the joke. It is a hysterical joke.
It's great.
And I'm gonna give this some thought, and maybe tomorrow. Here's the reason I can't tell it today. Mm-hmm. Last St. Patrick's Day, I forgot to tell the only real St. Patrick's Day joke that I know, and I forgot to tell it. And it's kind of like the Christmas joke, the cold weather joke, the hot weather joke. There is one joke that's the perfect St. Patrick's Day joke. So I am going to tell it today. But you know what, Marv? Miss Prussy, that's Prussy, P-R-U-S-S-Y.
Right.
I'm going to give strong consideration to telling that tomorrow.
Well, I'll be listening, and thanks.
I'll make a note right now.
Okay. Well, again, thanks for 34 years. And let me tell you something. The last 10 years of my working career, I was what you call a route salesman. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I was out in the sticks. And I would go on trips, usually leave Tuesday morning, come back Thursday night. And that Thursday night drive to Deadhead back to St. Louis was usually from Southern Illinois or Poplar Bluff or somewhere. And usually after getting beat up soundly by some very stubborn customers. And so when you came on at 3 o'clock and I still had a couple hours to go, I was home. I mean, I looked forward to that, and I could listen to you. And by the time, you know, I rolled into my warehouse, you know, it was all over, and you gave me, you know, the enjoyment, the relaxation that I needed after a hard trip. And you just can't, unless you've been on the road, there's a lot of salesmen out there probably know what I'm talking about, but when you're making that last head hit in, all you want to do is head for home and a cold beer and a warm wife, you know, and that's really what it boiled down to.
Even if it's not your own wife, just a cold beer and a warm wife. Even somebody else's wife,
yeah.
Could be. Marv, you know what? That's about as nice a thing as you can say to me, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well,
I really
you take
do.
Care, and everybody, take care. God bless you all, and I'll be listening tomorrow.
Thanks, Marv.
See you.
Marv,
see
I think
you
you'll be listening as long as we're here. I
yeah.
think you'll be listening.
Well,
I think it'd be hard to shake you.
One more year.
I'd like to squeeze out 3 to 5 more years. That's what
I agree, but I'm just saying one more year would be it would mean something special to me. So anyway, God bless. I'll sign off.
Anyway.
Bye now.
Thank you, Marv.
Oh, one more year would be 35 for him. 35 years. So I say we push it to 40.
Frank, Robert Hyland called me on the day I graduated college, and I thought it was a prank.
The day you graduated, Cal?
It was a Saturday morning, and I was hungover, and I was living in my house. My family was driving up from St. Louis, and my aunt was an executive with the Sporting News. And as a treat, she knew Robert Hyland. She asked him to call me, and I have a landline phone in my apartment. And he calls me, and it woke me up. And Tim? I said, yeah, this is Robert Hyland. I'm like, oh, yeah, sure it is. What do you got for me, Mr. Hyland? A job offer or something? Who is this? He goes, no, this is really Robert. Oh man, I felt about 2 inches tall. We had a nice, pleasant 5-minute conversation, but I smarted off to him right at the beginning of the conversation.
And show everybody how tall Tim felt. Show him 2 inches.
Yeah, that's swollen, disgusting. That's it.
I have a couple of great Robert Highland stories, but I'm kind of reluctant to tell him because he does have family still in St. Louis, and they aren't flattering. They're true, but they're not flattering. He was a very, for those who don't know, at one time, that radio station, which is now the old people station, that really doesn't make anybody laugh. They're informative, but it's not a station where you go to laugh and have enjoyment. But at one time, it was, and I'm going back 30 years, 40 years, it was the number one station in the United States based on revenue, listenership. There was a formula, and it was the most successful radio station in the country. And that was, to his credit, due in large part to Robert Highland. He was extremely powerful and demanding and influential and charismatic and handsome. He had everything you need to have power and to manipulate people, sometimes in a good way, sometimes in a bad way. But in the radio business, like when Tim said he got a call and he thought it was a joke, he couldn't believe. In this business, if you got a call from him, there's not a person in the business in the country that could call you and make you nervous, scared, giddy, excited, worried, all at the same time than a call from him. Because in this business, people on the air aspire to a couple of things. At any level, in any market size, their goal is to be on in the morning, to be the morning show host. That's sort of the goal for everybody, but I don't think that's a smart goal. I think afternoon is better, and I've proven it to be true for me. The other thing you aspire to is to work for as big and powerful a station as you can with as big an audience. And in that case, in those days, that was the station. And a call from him, and he and I got sideways, and he said one thing to me, and it was a giant mistake on his part. And when he said it to me, I said to him, I said, right this second is when I cease to call you Mr. Highland. You're Bob to me. And I said, Bob, I will never work for you because of what you just said to me. And I don't care how powerful you are, how smart you are. None of that matters to me because you have nothing to do with my life. And after this call, you're not going to. Because he said something to me that was insulting and hurtful. And he did it without having time to think, because I insulted him by turning down the job. You didn't say no to him. You just didn't. And when you did, he took it like as a personal insult and some sort of failure on his part. And when I said no, didn't go well. He didn't like it. He did not like it. And then he said one thing to me. And I said, right there, you just blew this, because you don't know me. You've met me several times, but you don't really know me. You just prove you don't know me. And I will never work for somebody like you. That was it. That was it. And that was after the third job offer. The first one was in sales, for sales. The other two were to be on the air. But you know what? You go through your life, you make the decision you think is the right decision, and in this case, it did turn out. But it was tough to do from the standpoint that you're walking away from and turning down the job most people would just kill for. And the other interesting thing was that back then, if you worked there, just by the fact that you worked there, people were under the impression you were a tremendously talented and successful broadcaster. Sometimes that was true and sometimes it wasn't. You know, Bob Costas went to work there and boom, just for the fact as a young guy he's on KMOX, he's got creds. Well, he actually had them anyway because he's brilliant. He was a find, that was a great find. I'm not going to name names, but there have been other people that worked there that after they left and went somewhere else, they couldn't buy an audience. Nobody cared about them. They cared about that station at that time. So, interesting business. I don't know how we got off on that. I think Marv started it. We can blame him. Let's talk, if you don't mind, we'll talk to Joe. Joe, thank you for your patience. Thank you for waiting. Welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Great. I am in the fan.
Thank you.
So, I'm a nurse practitioner. I work in a family practice. I'd like to consider it.
Nope, that ain't going to work.
You know what, Joe?
Joe, you're breaking up.
You're clipping on us, in and out. I don't know.
Hopefully not.
Nope, still bad.
You're in a
marginal... He's waiting 20 minutes to talk.
Joe, stick your arm up in the air.
Stay in one place, Joe.
Stand on one leg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're inside...
Stand on one leg. Stand on one leg. Now pick up that one leg you're standing on. Let's try one more time, Joe. Let's try one more time. Go ahead.
All right. So I'm a nurse practitioner. I showed up to work today, and I have a cough. And given today's climate, everybody was freaking out, so they called the medical director, and he said, well, nobody was going to want to see him. He has to go home. So I finished a couple things in the office, and I leave, and all the nurses and the docs line up, and they start saying, 2319, if you remember. So they all lined up, and that's how they escorted me out of the building today.
Nice. I don't think anybody on this show got 2319.
I didn't get it.
It's from a Disney movie, Monsters, Inc. Basically, the code is this person has been infected, we've got to disinfect him, and there's one guy that constantly just gets messed with, and it's 2319.
Okay.
Well, I'm glad you explained it, because I'd have been lost.
I like Monsters, Inc., too. It's 2319. A great movie.
So, Joe, be honest with us. Were you faking the cough to go home, or did you really need to cough?
No, I really did have a cough. I still do.
Okay.
No fever, but because of the climate, they sent me home. And actually, the system I work for, they said if you're sent home, you can have up to 2 weeks time, and they'll pay for it.
Joe, do you realize what you've just done? Do you know how many people listening right now are going to, within 10 minutes, walk by their boss and go, because they want 2 weeks off? Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Joe.
Hey,
No problem.
Do you have allergies? Because now, people are going to start coughing and sneezing because it's allergy season, too.
Hey, which caller? Sorry, which feeling really run down right
won't
now.
Won't work
which
for caller? You, Limey.
Damn no. it.
Won't work, Summer won't down. Work for you.
Fine.
You can't say GD either.
No.
I didn't.
No.
I just said the D.
You know what is going to happen, though, Frank? When I started my PI business in 2008, it was right in the middle of the recession. And business was booming because people were getting laid off, or they were worried they were going to get laid off, so they started faking injuries at work.
Oh.
And I
what?
Had And that, I think that's going to happen. I was just talking to my employees today that I think this is going to happen again, where people are going to be worried they're going to get laid off. They're going to fake an injury at work so they can get paid while they're laid off.
All they have to do is fake coughing.
Nothing will surprise me.
Yep.
Get ready. There's going to be every angle played. Mm-hmm. They can be played to this.
Hey, Joe.
Joe, enjoy your 2 weeks off, man.
And, Joe, do you have enough toilet paper for two weeks?
I do. Okay. I do. I think we're good. But I'll be back to work tomorrow. No fever, so I should be back.
All right, Joe. Oh, well. All right. Thank you, man. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. There goes Joe, the nurse who coughed and was sent home. So.
Man, if only it was that easy.
It may not be that easy everywhere, but he's a nurse, for goodness sakes. He didn't want infecting patients and stuff. Rick is next. Rick, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you doing? Rick?
Rick, you there, buddy?
Oh, Rick.
Rick.
Once, hey, twice, Rick. Three times, we go to Jim.
All right.
Jim, welcome to 590 The Fan. How you doing?
Good afternoon, Frank. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome, Jim.
Frank, I enjoy your program every day, but I just want to throw out two movies that probably... Frank, before they go any farther, I just want to say I enjoy your program very much. You are the highlight of my afternoon.
But...
There's
a however coming.
There's not a however in there. I just want to mention two movies that probably everybody hasn't seen in a while, and I roll over laughing every time I watch them. Okay. The original Naked Gun. Remember the scene in the beginning with the Ayatollah? He goes, not on Frank Drebin's watch. And the other movie, Tim was talking about lines yesterday. One of my favorite quotes in the movie is when he looks up at Priscilla Presley and goes, nice beaver in the... and then the other movie is Frank, there was nothing funner than the original Airplane.
Oh, my goodness. Listen, Jim, how many Naked Guns were there? Two or three? How many Naked Guns?
I think there were three.
One, two, and 33 and a third, right?
I will watch any of them anytime. I know that one is probably better than the other. It doesn't matter. Those things to me are so hysterical. And you're right, the original Airplane. You don't go you don't go 60 seconds without laughing.
No. Right. When that plane pulls up, and it's the Arabian Airlines, and the guy's sitting there, the plane's got a beard on the front of it, and he comes up and pays with a credit card, with the old credit card machine.
Yeah.
Do you remember the name of the Naked Gun movies?
Well, there's Naked Gun 33 and a third.
Third, and Smell of Fear.
Well, no, it was Naked Gun. There was Naked Gun 2.5. And then there was Naked Gun 33 and a third.
That's right.
Yeah. Even wasn't one of them had in there the thing, the Smell of Fear?
Yeah.
That one,
The second one.
But anyway,
subtitle.
Anyway.
Oh.
I knew he'd get in there. I know you got other callers, but those are two movies that I wanted to pass on.
Jim, for anybody who likes those, let's not forget about the Police Squad series.
Wait, you mean Police Academy?
No, Police Squad.
There was a series called Police Squad, and one of the funniest ones, Frank, that I remember is there was an investigation. They were, I think, in Chinatown somewhere, and there was a murder at this Japanese home or something, and he goes, let's go out, and we'll talk about this out in the Japanese garden. You walk out there, and there's a bunch of big pots with these Japanese people just standing in the middle of the pot.
You know, if anybody likes Naked Gun, this was the predecessor. This actually was
the reason
they did those movies, and it's the same. Remember, every time they park the car, they hit something like trash can.
Right.
They can't even park the police car. No, it's so stupid. Before Dumb and Dumber, there was Leslie Nielsen.
And the other funny two thing, Frank, remember when nobody knew anything in town, but he'd go and get a shoe shine, and the shoe shine guy knew everything that was going on with everything and anything?
Now, I love that.
You've got
I'm
other callers.
We do, but you know what? They're all important, and you're important. And here's the thing about those movies. They put together actors who previously had done nothing but just dead serious roles. You know, Peter, what was the, James Arness's
Peter brother. Hayes. What's his name? Hayes was the guy that played in the Airplane movie.
He was the young guy, but what's his name? The white-haired guy, Peter.
Peter Graves.
Peter Graves, Leslie Nielsen, George Kennedy, Lloyd Bridges. Right. These were all pretty serious actors, and they came together and were the funniest guys to me, maybe ever.
How about when Robert Stack took off three pairs of glasses?
Yeah.
Yes. Remember, another name that was a serious actor who was perfect in those movies.
And his wife.
Remember when Phil Hartman impersonated Peter Graves on Saturday Night Live?
Yes.
That was the funniest skit.
What about when Barbara Billingsley couldn't talk or understood jive, I should say. Remember? Yeah. When,
oh my goodness, that's funny.
Jive.
Jim, you just made everybody laugh for probably 5 or 6 hours if they watch those movies.
I'll never forget the first Naked Gun and that first scene in that Arabian city. I was at the theater and I rolled out of the seat. I was laughing so hard.
Yeah, my favorite is that. Is it in the first one? My scene is with the safe sex scene, and they're both wearing the full condom suits.
Yeah, the condom.
Oh God, that was hilarious.
And again, unless you have no sense of humor, you will not go 60 seconds without laughing out loud. You won't through the whole movie.
And I'll ask you one other question, Frank. Could you make that movie today, or are we too politically correct?
Oh, no way.
Well, Limey says no way.
I don't think so.
Yes,
I don't know.
Sadly, maybe not, and isn't that too bad? Because we
it
should
is
be
too
able
bad.
To.
All
those but
old
we're movies. Getting to the point where we can't do anything.
Wasn't that Robert Stack when he was walking through Airplane and walking through the airport and the Hare Krishna came up to him? He beat the crap
out of the guy. Punch him out.
Yeah.
The good old
they had to run subtitles under the black guy who was talking because nobody understood jive.
Yeah.
And
Jim,
one other movie.
Jim,
One other movie I'll let you go real quick, Blazing Saddles, guys. Oh, we can go on forever about that.
But too long. Like Stripes, too long. They didn't know when to end it.
No.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Jim. Now, Blazing Saddles was funny, but just like Stripes, at a point I went, this thing should have been over by now. They kept going. It's like Mel Brooks just didn't want to stop writing or something. And he did just...
So many racist jokes in that. Too long. So funny.
Let's get Brian in here real quickly. He's got about 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes. Brian, welcome to 590 The Fan. What's up?
Yeah, thanks. While we're on the movie thing, I don't know if you guys have heard of a movie called Tucker and Dale.
Yes!
Evil. That was, no. Frank, you would love that.
Yeah, Frank, you would. It's a hilarious movie. It's one of those movies where you don't see the ending coming. Like, it's that funny.
Tucker and Dale?
Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Yeah, I saw it on Saturday. I'd never heard of it, but it's on Netflix.
There's also a movie just called Tucker, which is the true story of the guy who built the cars, played by Lloyd Bridges. It's not a comedy, but it's a terrific true story. Just called Tucker.
If you want to watch that versus Evil movie, it's basically hillbillies and Appalachian Mountains. They're being chased by fraternity guys. It's a long story, but they're not aware of that they're being targeted, and they think these kids are committing suicide on their property when they're trying to kill them.
Well, when Buffa gets in here, I have a feeling we're gonna end up with a list of about 60 great movies by the time his hour is up for people to watch. Most of them for nothing, for free. We're not talking about expensive rentals. We're just talking about movies like The Airplane. They've been around a while. You can download them and watch them if you have pretty much any kind of basic TV service.
Well, Brian, one last thing, real quick. I was disappointed The Airplane guys didn't make like a Love Boat type of movie. They never did that, but that would have gone over real well with a cruise ship. They just never did that. I think that would have been hilarious back then. So.
Why would the Love Boat made it more hilarious?
No, a boat like a
airplane, Air Force. They could have had a whole thing on cruise ships and
done like a whole transportation thing.
Yeah,
they sued each other. Just so you guys know, they don't get along in real life now, so that's why they didn't continue making movies.
Well, they don't get along because they're dead.
Who did?
The Zucker brothers. Are they dead?
Oh, I thought you meant Leslie Nielsen and George Kennedy.
The Zucker brothers, the guys who wrote and directed Airplane, they sued each other after all that, after the Naked Gun and all that.
What did they call their mother?
No, hold on. You know that Courtney Cox married briefly one of those brothers and took a hyphenated last name, Courtney Cox Zucker.
Oh, yeah.
They got an annulment, and it didn't last very long because she didn't like the way her last name sounded. I don't know why. But she just didn't like the sound of Courtney Cox Zucker.
Do you remember how she got discovered?
Would have thought that too.
How'd she get discovered?
She was in a Bruce Springsteen video, and he pulled her up on stage. I think he was dancing in the dark.
I thought that was going to be a joke.
Yeah, no, that's true. I've seen the video.
Irony. What was it? The Dolph Lundgren and He-Man Masters of the Universe.
I don't know, but we're out of time. Brian, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. We will pick this up next hour, even if Mr. Buffa has to wait till we finish the Burke segment. He can.
Good thing she didn't marry Mark Zuckerman. I'm just saying.
Who's Mark Zuckerman?
Didn't he find the founder of Facebook?
You mean Zuckerberg?
No. Is Zuckerberg?
Same thing, man.
Is it?
Yeah. Idiot.
Oh. Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
I just found out about Facebook today. I just got on. I've never heard of it.
I think you'll like it.
Thanks.
Johnny Londoff is our that's our dealer. That's our guy. That's our dealership. That's where we send people for cars, for new Chevys or pre-owned, fill in the blank, just about anything. If they don't have it, they'll find it. And now you have twice the chance of getting the car you're looking for, because there are two pre-owned locations. In St. Peter's, the Johnny Londoff Autoplex is exclusively and nothing but pre-owned vehicles. And, of course, in Florissant, it's brand-new Chevys and pre-owned inventory like they've always had. And they just found the perfect pre-owned vehicle for my son-in-law. I still have to get used to that son-in-law thing. I love the guy, but I still have to get used to saying son-in-law. Got a 16 Chevy Tahoe, and they're absolutely crazy about it. And that was a find. Wasn't on the lot, and in about a week, they found exactly what he was looking for. They do the same for you. So whether it's a new Chevy or pre-owned whatever, please give them a shot at your business. We'd appreciate it. Folks, we're in a very weird time now where a lot of balls are being juggled in the air, and some are going to fall and get caught, and some aren't, and we're trying to keep everybody going if we can, so it's more important than ever that you let them know you are AM and the PM. And I might add really quickly, if ever there was a great time to buy house, car, etc., it's now, because you heard John Londoff say that on certain Chevys, 7 years... 7 years 0% financing, and I think in some of the cases he said payments don't start for like 120 days, so a lot of great incentives, rates are low, inventory is good, take advantage of it if you can. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, everything you need to know is at their website, Londoff.com. It's 4 o'clock, it's 590 The Fan.
Covering St. Louis.